With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. Well, the hour of decision is upon us. It is semifinal Friday on a New Year's Eve. Before we get to the big games, let's get to the undercard, where we'll lead off with the Gator Bowl. It is Rutgers plus 16 over Wake Forest. So double-digit favorites have had plenty of issues just winning straight up so far this bowl season. North Carolina was the latest to fall in defeat after Mississippi State fell victim earlier in the week. The Demon Deacons had an excellent season, going 10-3, but they did lose to Clemson and Pittsburgh by 21 and 24 down the stretch. Rutgers doesn't belong, but we already know that. The season was once promising, but then they lost games in conference by 49, 29, 28, 24, and 18. But they did keep it within 7 of Michigan, who's playing in a much bigger game today. And they did win at Syracuse by 10, the same team that Wake Forest only beat by 3 a month later. The Scarlet Knights were gifted a tremendous opportunity. They didn't have much time to prepare, but I still think they're going to keep it close enough to cover. I'm on the Scarlet Knights of Rutgers, plus the 16 over Wake Forest. Next up, we go to the Sun Bowl, where we like Central Michigan, plus the 7 over Washington State. So these two teams are already winners in my book. They made this game happen after Miami and Boise State had to pull out because of COVID issues. The Chippewas won their last 4 games of the year, and they averaged 41 points per game in those games. The Cougars have won 6 of their final 8, but they had a coaching change midseason, and now they have multiple opt-outs for this game. I've been fading the MAC until now. This is now a Power 5 opponent in a much bigger bowl game with a ton of exposure. I think Central Michigan will be able to run the ball today, so I'm going to play the Chippewas plus the 7 over Washington State. We're going to skip over the 2 semifinal games and get to the Frozen Pond. On the Frozen Pond, we like Edmonton minus the 1.5 at New Jersey at a plus 155. So the Oilers are 8-6 on the road this year. Last time out, they lost 4-2 at St. Louis. The Devils, well, they're only 7-7-3 at home. Last time out, they won at Buffalo 4-3. There's hot, then there's not. The Devils are ice cold. They're 2-7-1 in their last 10. The Oilers, well, not much better. They're 3-7 in their last 10. Old man Mike Smith showed some rust on Wednesday between the pipes for Edmonton. He should be much better today in the matinee. I'm taking the Oilers minus the 1.5 at a plus 155 at New Jersey. Next up, we go to the association. We're in the NBA. We're going to play the Raptors and the Clippers under the 210. So the Clippers are 21-14 to the under this year. The Raptors D has given up some big totals lately, but I don't see it tonight. The simulator gives this one a 61% chance to go under. So I'm going to play the under 210 between the Clippers and the Raptors. Next up, we go to college basketball, where, let's don't talk about last night. We lost a ton of heartbreakers down the stretch. Today, we're playing Charleston minus the 3 over Delaware. One of my favorite nicknames in all of college athletics, the Fighting Blue Hens are 8-5 this year, coming off back-to-back losses. Meanwhile, the Cougars, they're 8-4, winning 5 of their last 7, including 3 upset wins during that time over Old Dominion, Tulane, and Chattanooga. So I'm going to take Charleston at home, minus the 3 over Delaware. Now, let's get to the 2 big games in college football. Semifinal number 1, it's the Cotton Bowl. We're going to play Cincinnati plus 13.5 over Alabama. So Bama in the semifinals, they're 5-1 with a 20-point average margin of victory. For whatever reason, I expected that number to be a little bit bigger. I have a ton of respect for Nick Saban. This is an amazing program with great leadership. in some big situations this year, well, they've done well. They beat Georgia by 17, Ole Miss by 21, Mississippi State by 40. They have another level, that's for sure. On the flip side, not only did they lose to Texas A&M, but they only beat Auburn by 2, Arkansas by 7, LSU by 6, and Florida by only 2. Dare I say, very uncharacteristic of a Nick Saban team. And 3 hours into that Auburn game, I was ready to declare this the most disappointing Bama season in a decade. Cincinnati, on the other hand, they have a perfect record, but they've been far from perfect. I watched the Notre Dame game again last week, and now I'm back to being sold on Cincinnati having that on-off button. 4 times this year, they were favored by less than 14 points. They went 4-0 in those games against the spread. Just getting to this game isn't enough for the Bearcats. I'm going to play them plus the 13.5 over Alabama. Semifinal number 2, it is the Orange Bowl, and we're going to play Michigan plus 7.5 over Georgia. So I've tossed and turned over this one. I was planning to chicken out and play the under until Michigan State returned that pick 6 to cover against Pittsburgh. Now I kind of feel like I'm playing with some house money. After Michigan lost to Michigan State, I said this Wolverine team would beat Ohio State. Not only did they do that, but then Coach Harbaugh avoided the letdown against Iowa in the Big Ten championship game. Michigan has scored 30 points 10 times this season. Georgia gives up only 9.5 points per game, and that number was much lower prior to giving up the 41 to Alabama. Georgia didn't have to play Ole Miss, Texas A&M, or Mississippi State this year. I dislike these unbalanced schedules. Georgia themselves, well, they've scored 30 or more in 11 straight prior to the Alabama game. These semifinal games have disappointed me so many times. Not tonight. I expect this one to be decided in the final minute, and I'm taking Michigan plus the 7.5. So let's recap your card for Friday, New Year's Eve. The greatest day of college football there is this year. Semifinal number 1, we're on Cincinnati plus the 13.5 over Alabama. Semifinal number 2, we like Michigan plus the 7.5 over Georgia. In the Gator Bowl, it's Rutgers plus the 16 over Wake Forest. In the Sun Bowl, we like Central Michigan plus the 7 over Washington State. On the Frozen Pond, we're playing Edmonton minus the 1.5 at New Jersey at a plus 155. In the NBA, we like the Raptors and the Clippers under the 210. And in college basketball, we're on Charleston minus the 3 over Delaware. I hope everyone has a wonderful New Year's Eve. And as always, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun, and let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.